too, Jim Jesus?
Trigger warning. This is the Trigger Weens, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2 Gay, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Ferry Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by lubricating your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. Please insert the blue wire into your cortex now.
Wow.
We wow your brain to a tasty and toasty 666 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of Satan in your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Michael W. Dean, Jim Jesus, and Nick Hazelton?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing a Lulberts tonight. Oh, well.
You don't even know where you are.
It's covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows to be used by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Trigger warning, this is indeed the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah. Mm. Is young Nick there?
I'm here.
You're here. You sound excited.
Special welcome to all our listeners from hashtag McCommunity, the Philadelphia comedy community. Ben Farrell, I bless your grind. Everybody
Hannah
that is listening. Michael W. Dean's Philly comedy pinup girl, Hannah Harkness. Oh, bless your grind. We got your buttons.
If I were 60 years younger and 60 pounds lighter and single.
Seamus Millar, who has a name similar to mine, a little more Irished up, and kind of looks like me, little more hetero. Bless your grind as well. You had a great set tonight at the show we were at.
And Hannah Harkness likes the button you gave her that says state speech is hate speech.
I love that button.
She doubled over in laughter. Well, because part of it was in the delivery, because I was looking through my bag for a pen, and I pull out a state speech is hate speech button. I'm just like, here, take this.
It's all timing.
Yeah.
Steve has good timing.
I was walking around Freedom Fest.
Bombs.
I was walking around Freedom Fest, kind of trolling around, and I was wearing that button, and everyone's like, what? That's an awesome button.
Well, we now have stickers that say,
I need this in my life.
Is hate speech, and we have stickers that say BIPCOT, no government license, and you can
shut
get
up
them.
And take my Bitcoin.
Yeah, for $2 each. I'll take Bitcoin too. Yeah, go to freedomfiends.com, and there's now a new link at the top that says stickers, and you can get them. Yeah, I forgot to put a Bitcoin link on there. I'll do that while we're talking.
There existed stickers. They used to not exist. Now they exist.
That's funny.
My stickers are going to come in the mail today. I'm excited to post them
today?
In places. No, I got them.
Oh, you got them? All right.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know this? Is that like is your town so small that like what's there to discuss? It's coming in the mail.
If I don't get shot
to death tomorrow, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, it's Oregon. If you don't get shot to death by Bureau of Land Management, you'll have stickers.
That's right.
My stickers will probably be here Monday. The bad audio is a hate crime. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Oh, I want some of those for sure. Yep.
Oh, you're going to get some. Don't worry.
Hey, I have an app to recommend. It's got nothing to do with Liberty. Well, it sort of does if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. There's a free app I've been enjoying called Night Sky. And it's
great
it's
app.
It's available for iPhone and in Android phone. And, you know, it uses your GPS positioning and your compass of your phone. So you just stand outside or even in your house and point it and, you know, slowly go around in a circle and it shows you what celestial bodies you're where. So if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you could actually find and see Alpha Centauri with this app. It's called Night Sky and I recommend it.
Can you see our radio waves? Something like that before earlier. Yeah. Google has Google Sky.
Steve Miller?
I was asking if you can see our radio waves.
No, but I have an app for that too. There's an app, I forget what it's called, but I have an app that shows you visualizations of all the it only shows Bluetooth and wireless routers in your neighborhood.
Will this app help me get a Pokemon? Will help me catch Pokemans?
It might help.
I can't catch a Pikachu.
Walk into someone if you're walking around. I don't know. I'm scared of apps that
we're
make
adults,
you want to look
Jim.
At your phone while you're walking around. Yeah.
Jim, we're adults. We do adult things like have fringe libertarian podcasts about a freak political ideology that nobody ascribes to. So you need to get with
people
the program.
People subscribe, they just don't ascribe.
And am I right?
Speaking of podcasts, one of the main things on this show that we hammer up about yell at people about is their bad audio. It's not that hard to get good audio. And, you know, I have tried a bunch of different mics and a bunch of different systems, and I've come up with this thing. There's three different mics I recommend. They're all, you know, under $75. They're USB mics. Two of them are Audio Technica, one of them Samson, and I have links for all of them, and I recommend people get them. And then there's a system. You get the mic, and you have to get a floor-mounted mic stand, and you have to put a foam windscreen on it, and then you have to get the mic like 2 inches from your mouth, and you'll sound better than everybody else. It's not rocket science, but nobody does it except Freedom Fiends co-host and apparently killers. And then apparently the guy that shot the cops in Baton Rouge, because he's Steve Miller and I have been studying his YouTube videos, and he is using
listened to his podcast. I didn't watch his YouTube videos.
His podcast sounds pretty good, and this is the thing. So we are gonna, this is gonna be our new thing, like, that guy had good audio, why don't you, you know?
He had good audio, and he's dead.
This has got to be the first. I mean, it's probably not the first murderer who had a podcast, but it's the first one I've run across. And I remember when I was playing in bands, I remember the first like guy in a punk rock band I knew who went to prison for murder. That was kind of interesting. Sammy from the band Fang that I was label mates with, Bomb and Fang were on the same label, Boner Records from Berkeley, California. And yeah, he was on America's Most Wanted for stabbing his girlfriend to death in a speed binge rage after she stole 1,000 hits of acid and $1,000 from him. And he caught her and he just cut her up with a knife. And he's, you know, one of the two people I know who's murdered somebody and gone to prison. And he's the only person I know who's been on America's Most Wanted. Do you guys know anyone who's been on America's Most Wanted?
No. Mm-mm. You win.
Oh, I win.
Oh, you know what? I take that. Well, not directly know him, though. No.
Go ahead. Yeah. Who is he?
When I was in high school, there was a guy who killed his pregnant girlfriend and hid her body in the woods. And he almost got away with it, but then got really, like, the cops came to ask him, like, because the cops were, like, looking for another lead, and he just broke down and told them everything, and it was like, ah. But during the week before, like, between when he killed her and when he finally confessed to the cops, he was going out drinking and partying, and one of the guys that I watched the Browns games with here in Philadelphia, who's also from my crappy little town in Ohio, went out drinking with him. Like the night after the murders, and they were like whooping it up and having a good time.
Wow.
Like the night after he killed his pregnant girlfriend, and he got death, I think, and then they he got converted to life somehow. Like, yeah, due to some irregularity or something.
The other guy I knew who murdered somebody, I talked about in the show last night. He would have murdered me if I hadn't moved to DC and left that house a couple months later. But that guy didn't make it to America's Most Wanted because he went to an all-night diner right after he murdered my friend and with a shotgun and had a cup of hot cocoa and then asked the waitress to use the phone and then called the police and said, I need to turn myself in. I just murdered a satanic drug dealer. And he just sat there calmly until the police showed up.
I thought that when Steve Miller was talking about how the body was dumped in the woods and he wouldn't have got away with it, that he was going to finish it with. But then some girl found it when she was playing Pokemon Go.
No, only in Wyoming, man.
Okay.
Only in Wyoming.
You got to remember, the trends reach Ohio about 5 years after everywhere else. They're just getting Ace of Base now.
Well, Wyoming is about 10 years behind Ohio, I think. Yeah. Although, we're not, one thing I do like is that Wyoming is not very, for a place that probably has more guns per capita than any other state, there aren't any mass shootings here. There's been one school shooting here. Three people were shot, and they were shot with a bow and arrow, and that was like 2 years ago. And the last mass shooting in Wyoming was over 100 years ago, and it was over sheep. So there you go.
How do you shoot over sheep? I would imagine
it was an argument. No, it was an argument about sheep that escalated into a mass killing. Yeah.
Well, once you start killing people over sheep, you don't stop. It's just, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. So I was at a Grateful Dead show one time at
The
Greek Theater in Berkeley, and this the cops came in. The cops were all of a sudden, everyone was like clamoring and looking in the parking lot over at this, the cops taking this hippie away for selling drugs. And everybody started booing the cops. It was kind of cool. Like, you don't see that a lot anymore. There should be more of that.
They do that at music festivals sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah, I've seen that. When I was at Smokeout, there was people booing cops for smashing water pipes and taking joints and stuff.
The funny part, though, was this kind of went the extra mile. Was there was this really tall Rasta dude, Jamaican accent. I think he was from Jamaica or had a good fake Jamaican accent. Who followed the cops, yelling at them and saying that they should quit their jobs and come down to his office Monday morning and he'd give them honest work selling incense. There should be more of that. So today, the name of today's episode is "Throw Down Your Badge, Take Off Your Clothes, and Join Us in the Field of Liberty."
I thought it was going to be called "Pokemon Go and Chill."
No, it's this is something I said in passing, and I'm using a picture of two gay cops about to make out. And if anybody doesn't like this, if they're offended, they're homophobic. I'm just going to say it right now.
If you're offended, good.
Yeah. I can't show Nick this picture. I mean, there's no nudity in it, but it's not suitable for a 17-year-old boy. Do your yaks sniff your armpits like our cats do?
No.
I'm mad at my cat right now for stealing my mic cord.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I found that, you know, the thing, what do they call the thing that goes in your drain in your shower to keep the hair from, you know, the little strainer?
There's a name for that?
Maybe there's not, but I keep finding it in rooms other than my bathroom, and my wife and I are the only people that live here, so I'm pretty sure a cat's doing it. They think it's a toy. Cats like shiny things.
You know?
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with water, my cat does not want any part of at any time whatsoever.
Your cat doesn't sit in the bathtub and lick the water after you take a bath?
No. If I forget to fill her water dish, she'll sit in there and meow, and that's her way of saying, hey, you forgot to fill the water dish. And then I just go and fill it, and she shuts up for five minutes.
Yo, can you send me a scorpion? I want to get my cat into a fight with a scorpion as a punishment for stealing my mic cord.
I'll look into it.
Get the night
live scorpion
out.
Inside. Do not shake.
Yeah. Barack Obama's a liar.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of going to Liberty events only to meet higher fees and diminishing attendance? Is it troubling that your banners have to be approved by the Libertarian Central Planners? Are you tired of seeing your friends physically removed because they said something edgy? Hey, that's none of my business. Then you should check out the Jackalope Freedom Festival night event at Baca Meadows in the cooler part of northern Arizona. Meet Liberty activists, listen to talks, have a beer with Hoppy, score some free Freedom Fiends merchandise, camp under the stars, and fight the state with delicious Navajo tacos. And the best part is that there's no fees or libertarian general scrutinizes. Check out jackalopefreedomfestival.com for more information and directions. Runs from August 1st through 8th. That's Jackalope Freedom Festival.
So there's a new suggested group on Facebook that's trying to add me called Anarcho Beers. And I see that my friends Lou and Nemu Dadi and someone from Jeremy's podcast and Jeremy doesn't have a beard, but are on this, you know, it's for anarchists who have facial hair, which, what a ridiculous thing to bond over. And I just think facial hair is stupid. No one on tonight has facial hair, do we? I like that.
I haven't shaved in almost a week, and I've got a...
Yeah, but you're not. That's just filthy. That's just Kensington normal. That's not me trying to grow a beard. But
I grow out a goatee. I grow out a goatee if I'm trying to doppelganger as Louis C.K., which works, by the way.
It works. You should sleep with a woman who thinks you're Louis C.K. No, you shouldn't. But anarcho beards, what does that sound like to you, Steve Miller?
That sounds like when you get an anarchist woman to pretend to be your wife because you are a gay homosexual who enjoys having coitus with men.
Like Tony Styles.
No, he's not gay. That's the one thing we'll say for him is that no, I don't. Okay. I've got documents to prove a lot, and I all don't right. have. I have absolutely zero. And believe me, I'm on Grindr 24/7. If there's anyone who would know, it would be me.
So Nick can't grow a beard, right? You're too young, Nick.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, thank God you got so much hair on the rest of your head.
That, yeah. So yeah. I'm gonna.
I don't need a beard.
I'm gonna
give it new job.
Nick.
Build a wall.
I'm gonna poke at Nick. So, Nick, I offered you the chance of a lifetime, which was to get your podcast, which is not the Freedom Fiends, it's the Anarcho-Yakulist podcast, to edit some episodes and put them on Fiends on the radio on the weekend when we're on even more stations. And you strung me along and kept saying you'd do it. And you finally wrote me today this long, okay, people, if you're gonna disappoint me, don't take 300 words to tell me, first of all. Just say, I can't do it. I'm a loser. So, Nick, you're a loser, but you know what? You know why you're really a loser? Because if you really had your game going, you would delegate this. You'd say to somebody else, some lesser libertarian.
Do you know what crappy editors yaks are in Nick's defense?
Yeah, but yeah. But you'd find somebody who wants to be a part of something. I do it. I have 15 of y'all. You'd find someone who would, you know, work for buttons or stickers or for a credit on your website, and you'd teach them to do it, and you'd get them to do it. Why aren't you done?
I have meme evidence that Jeremy, who we know knows how to edit, is desirous of yak meat, and it's a picture of him. Ooh. And Gigi Bowman, and it's a direct quote from Jeremy. Actually, it's an out of context feed.
Gigi Bowman is Gigi Allen's mom. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, because Gigi Bowman,
you know,
spilled a drink on. Yes, here we go.
Okay, I told the story. I met her. She spilled a drink on my wife and said, yeah. Sorry.
And then her son, Gigi Allen, spilled urine on your wife.
Yeah, that's my job. Nobody else spills urine on my wife except me. Wow. Okay. All right. So.
We just lost a station.
Pee pee kitty. I gotta say pee pee kitty when I do it. That's part of the kink. Pee pee kitty. Okay.
Man. Grandpa, are you off your meds?
We just lost two stations, I think. All right. So
I should find somebody to delegate. Maybe I'll do that. I actually didn't think of that.
Not it.
Well, what am I teaching you guys at Yak Anarchy Audio Hospital, Teaching Hospital for? That you don't just learn to do audio. You learn to boss people around for liberty. That's, you know, come on, people.
I don't do it for liberty. I do it for Lalberty. And I do it to take down a serial scammer.
Yeah, I'm doing it for physical
removal.
That's
the one somewhat serious thing I do. Yeah, physical removal.
Yeah. Yep.
Turn it, bop it, physically remove it.
Wow. So can you imagine if politicians just lost their power overnight? Like, you know, I mean, I'd be always happy to throw them and drug warriors in prison. Like, you know, I'm an advocate of Nuremberg trials for drug warriors, but, you know, instead of putting in prison, make them work for people, like actually protect and serve, like be a bodyguard and
chain gang.
Tend the pot gardens. Yeah, like chain gang tending the pot gardens in Libpair. But can you imagine, though, instead if just like...
That's the sound of George Bush working on the chain.
The chain gang. If politicians and cops just lost their power overnight, like if they just woke up and were ordinary citizens but not in jail, like can you imagine how crazy that'd make them?
I mean, a little bit, but I think most of them have in their head, like, eventually I'll be done doing this and I'm going to go build my library or have a foundation.
Write my memoirs.
Or, yeah.
Do naked paintings of myself.
Thing, that guy that killed all the cops, and I don't like that he killed cops, but he had a body of work. He was not only a podcaster, he had, like, books on Amazon and they're still up. I think we're going to see more of this, people. People that have a body of work that do something crazy. So you don't just have to read their hastily written manifesto. You can go, like, you know,
you can space it out over podcast episodes.
Yeah.
Go for your morning jog.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
I was wrong.
All right. Yeah, you said, welcome to the Contrition Hour on the Freedom Feeds.
You said approximately three things wrong. We kind of cleared one of them up off air. So like one of the first things you said in the last episode.
I tell three lies in a day. What is that thing? Three.
About Jim three Jesus, of course. A day. Yeah. Three lies about Jim Jesus a day. No. One of them we cleared up, so we're going to talk about that one first. So
Ian Freeman commits three felonies per show. I told him that once, and he laughed pretty hard. I told him that when he was scanning a $20 bill on the show, on radio. Well, it was radio. He says he was scanning a $20 bill. I don't know.
Could have been just a joke.
I was wrong. Tell me I was wrong.
I thought you said that you said that I was a pickup artist or a PUA. This is not true.
No,
and this is not only not true, but this is also not true that you said it, right?
I didn't say it. I said that
right.
You told me what it was and what they believed.
Okay. So my notes were wrong.
I said that you're my go-to guy.
All right. So for those of you keeping score at home, Michael has been right once and Jim has been wrong once. Next, Jim.
Yeah, I'm a 101 student.
I think
it's
the
a little
accuser being wrong should lose more points than the defender.
Yeah, the pickup artists have basically taken Lycus 101 and tried to make like this BS science out of it that doesn't work, and all the stuff that they add onto it doesn't work. And the point is that it doesn't work, so that you keep on buying books and stuff. It's a giant scam.
Okay, so it's a scam, but it has nothing to do with how wrong Michael was. Continue.
Right. Okay. The next one, you said that Kokesh said that you the best way to get a libertarian girl is to find a statist one and then either convert her or persuade her into libertarianism. I don't know if he said that. He may have said that, but as far as I recall, I'm the one. I built that on the Freedom Fiends.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a show where there was some clickbait article. It was one of the shows that you finally came around to. Okay, we're going to start bashing libertarians again.
Wait, this is a who said it first argument? Oh, wow. The merging of the crap stand-up comedians and libertarians.
Well, this is part of Freedom Fiend's canon, okay? So this is important. I was the one that said that. And I said the word convert, and then MK was like, don't use the word convert. You should be using a word like persuade or something. So
yeah,
I agree with that, too. Yeah, which is one of the few things I agree with MK on. I've been accused of like white knighting for MK, and I'm like, you haven't heard us interact at all because we always argue. always. All right, so the third thing was you said that I was a MGTOW with benefit, or that you said that I said I was a MGTOW.
So we're even
at
1-1, by the way.
Yeah, I should have just not said that you said it. I said it about you. I thought you said it about you. See,
Jim's roaring back. He's been right twice now.
Yeah, all right. So, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right? I think there was a song, a really bad Meatloaf song about that.
You guys
that,
ever looked at the NSA Twitter account?
Nah. They're looking at mine, though. Ba-dum-boom.
Yeah, I am definitely not a MGTOW.
Really funny thing.
I do not.
They have 3 likes. Check this out. How is this possible? The NSA has 2,200. They have 224,000 followers, and they have 3 likes. buying followers much, or maybe they just hack people and follow themselves, but they're following 113, and it's all government agencies that are scary.
Shouldn't they be following us?
Well, what they're publicly following,
maybe we should all like follow each other. Hashtag artist for Bernie.
Naval War College. I have a story about that. It's pretty funny. So when I was in my band Bomb and we were popping,
back in the cross day, it off on your bingo boards.
Bingo.
Like, you know, like when we were packing, like, you know, 600 people locally and, you know, 400 people on tour, and we were touring, there was this band that rehearsed down the hall called the Himalayans, who were horrible. And one time, and they were brand, like, nobody liked them. And the singer, one night when we were taking a break and, you know, shooting some drugs in the rehearsal studio, we hear this knock on the door. And it's this guy, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Adam. I'm in the band down the hall, the Himalayans. I'm starting this sort of like union for musicians in San Francisco. We're like, we'll all agree to go to each other's shows, so we'll all make sure that we have an audience at our shows." And I was like, "My band has an audience." And he just looked like crestfallen and kind of slunk out and said, "Well,
great work.
I'll leave the flyer out here in the hall, and you know, if you want it." And like, I just stepped on it on my way home. That guy is the singer in Counting Crows. And like, when he started getting famous, he helped every band in his little musicians union and just like spit on us when we were like, "Hey man, can we open for you sometime?" No. So the moral of the story is, you meet the same people on the way up you meet on the way down. Yep.
So, all right, question. So many questions arise from this story.
Waiting for the set to question.
Yeah. Are you ready for the question? Because I'm about to ask a question. It's going to be interrogative. I have great questions. Really, some of the best questions. Really questions that need an answer and questions that make you think. And yeah, nobody has better questions than me. I remember one time I was asking a question. Frankly,
it's unbelievable.
just tremendously asking.
are you parodying me? I don't. If you are, you're not doing a very good job. But what's your question?
No, that was Trump.
Okay.
I was like, that didn't really sound like me. I have an ego, but it doesn't really manifest that way. Okay.
Did you hear that interview where he was saying, like, I'm much more humble than you actually think? He's like, I'm the most humble person so ever. Humble, he's bragging about his being humble.
And then it was immediately translated. How humble I am. Yeah. Like, that's awesome, Peterson. So,
yeah, that is. It's not a mountain. It's a pyramid. It's constructed by slaves.
That needs to be corrected. It's got to be a pyramid.
I got into a fight with my sister one time because I was watching a cartoon with my niece, who was 5 at the time, and one of the characters in the TV said, "Oh yeah, how will we do it? We'll do it the way the Egyptians do it." And I said, "With forced labor from Jews?"
Too soon.
Nice.
Yep.
Now, if they had you as a union leader, they'd still be building the pyramids.
Yo, but I'd be swimming in dues, I'll tell you what. Eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
Everybody's dues are coming due, by the way. Like, if you want this, see, you saw the way
I said dudes. You'd be swimming in dudes.
Like, already am.
Ban the labor union for the Egyptians.
Can I pay in bad audio as a hate crime stickers?
Yep.
Please do.
Okay.
Can I pay in yak hair?
Yep.
Yes.
I think you should get Jeremy.
Yak's queen slay.
Jeremy is never going to. I think you should pay Jeremy in yak meat.
I'm going to pay Jeremy in hot dogs. And I'm going to tell you why.
Jeremy's audio is no longer bad. I've fixed it, and I've removed my moratorium. So after I die, you guys can still do the fiends. I told the guy that
we didn't need your permission.
You wouldn't be able to do that website. You'd have to get freedomfiends.biz or something.
We get freedomf33ns.
How about the fiendstuff.biz, Jim Jesus?
therightfiends.biz. There you go.
Therightfiends.biz. So I want to talk about King Baby Syndrome. You guys know about this?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a great term. It's basically like adults who want to like sit on the throne and poop and throw tantrums and be fed. And it describes like Austin Peterson, Molyneux, Berwick, Cantwell, Tony Styles. Does it?
Does it? I think I agree with you on like most of those, but Peterson and Berwick, I don't think so. There's definitely other words for them, for sure.
Yeah, autism and con man,
respectively.
Nima Vidotti hung out with Berwick at Anarchapuco when Nima was a DJ.
Oh, I saw him this week.
Nima?
No, I saw Berwick.
Oh, at the yeah.
Yeah, we were hanging out with like Avon O'Brien's and Jed Weiss and all those guys, and then he came around and we were like, we're leaving now.
Nima Gadotti said that Berwick is like the stupidest well-known libertarian there is. He said,
oh yeah.
And I quote, he said, that guy is almost retarded.
He believes that the earth is flat.
Yeah,
yeah. He likes to poop the bed every once in a while, and he's unabashedly okay with that. This is a man who routinely
flies, like, across oceans, by the way, and he believes the earth is flat, y'all.
Yeah.
He's also been on radio over a satellite, and satellites would just crash if the earth were flat.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Yeah. It's a shame that his voice goes to Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, I have a friend.
I know he's going to get us kicked out. Like they're going to be like, "Well, we were going to save these freedom fiends from the state, but then we heard the interview they did with this guy, Jeff Berwick, and we changed our mind."
I have a friend who really reminds me of him in real life. I'm not going to mention him by name because that's kind of cruel. We all love him, but we all know that, and he even knows that he's not exactly the bright. The smartest peanut in the turd,
Tony so Styles? To speak.
No, and he reminds me a lot of Jeff Berwick, a lot.
Wait, someone we all know?
No. Someone that I know personally. And Jeff Berwick is kind of that, like, oh, I'm just going to go by on my looks alone.
Well, that's got an expiration date, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I still think the best thing I've ever seen was him getting pushed over. So King Baby, I don't think that he qualifies as a King Baby or Austin Peterson. I think there would be autism.
Austin Peterson does, because Austin Peterson throws fits when he's people disagree
touché,
with him.
Touché. Yeah, I remember he got mad at me because I had made a card about him in my game, Libertarians Against Humanity. Yeah. You can learn more at libertariansagainsthumanity.com and buy order now because they're going to be gone soon. And I made a card about him. And of all the people, of all the king babies in the libertarian movements that I made fun of, he was the only person that got upset by it and said that he saw me at International Students for Liberty conference walking around and I ran away like a female dog when he came to confront me about it. And I was like, not only was I not there, I have never been to Washington, D.C. in my life, and I aim to keep it that way.
I know. Hey, Nick, check your email. I got something for you to read there, please.
Okay.
Young Nick.
All right.
So we're kind of burying the lead here. We're assuming people know what King Baby Syndrome is. I mean, I kind of said it with that really crass picture of an adult on a throne pooping and being fed. But go ahead and read this short description, Nick.
Sure.
That's about right.
A person who has King Baby Syndrome is typically selfish, rejects criticism, complains, is obsessed with money and belongings, and doesn't feel like rules should apply to him. In short, he is someone who refuses to be mature.
Now, tell me how Austin Peterson, Molyneux, Berwick, Cantwell, and Tony Styles don't fit that description. Can anybody?
Touche. I cannot.
I was right.
You were
right.
We'll be back with some stuff about...
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
I love Newegg. Not a sponsor.
Yeah, that's good. You know, Free Talk Live has a Newegg affiliate link.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Everybody just does Amazon, and so I'm just like...
I know. I tried setting up Newegg, and it was a hassle, and I'm like, we don't have that many fans. Like, you know, the Amazon stuff is good for, you know, if I need to buy someone a mic to get them going on the Fiends or whatever. Do you guys like this picture of my cat? I'm going to post this on Facebook.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Aww.
Yeah,
he's sleeping, and he looks like a mummy. He's sleeping on his back with his hands up, like... kind of crossed. It's weird. You see it, Nick?
I did. It's adorable.
Yeah. Do you see it, Steve? Steve doesn't like cats.
No, I don't care. I'm mad at my cat. I'm too mad at my cat.
Your cat ate your USB cable homework.
It didn't eat. It just he hit it, and I don't appreciate it. Like it was 10.
I hit it.
It was 10 minutes before the show.
Like the fist of an angry god.
I could not find the cord, and I was not a jolly Kensingtonian.
Yeah,
such a thing is rare.
So
speaking of cute furry things, Zootopia was awesome, by the way. I gotta say,
life is better with cats. What did you say during the break, Jim, about before we get into?
Oh, there's definitely there's definitely a correlation between the number of shows Michael does, his happiness level, and the amount of cats that he has.
Well, I have two cats, and I'm pretty darn undeniable. Happy and feeling better. Not 100% by far, but way better than when I was dying a year ago and couldn't have cats.
Here's the correlation. You got rid of the cats, you stopped doing the show, and you felt terrible.
I know. It's the cats.
It's the cats.
And you know what? It's any cats. It doesn't, like... I always, of course, think my cats are the best cats in the world, but pretty much any cat would work, I think.
They're all the same, right?
I'm a cat.
They all look the same.
Fungible. They're interchangeable. They have their personality differences. What is it that someone said, I think it was Bukowski, said about women, that women are exactly the same and just different enough to drive us mad? Old school misogyny is a lot funnier than new school misogyny. People now just are like, I hate women. They stink. You're a cuck. Meh. I'm a pickup artist.
Ghostbusters, et cetera.
You know, that guy that murdered the cops.
Cuck me, Bernie. Make my college free. Make me cuckle democratically. Hey, Bernie, cuck me. We made that an artist for Bernie.
I like it.
It was a banjo song.
Yeah. So that guy that killed the cops.
You okay over there, Nick?
That's his name. The guy that killed the cops in Red Stick, Louisiana. Baton Rouge, you know, when cops beat you with their baton, it becomes red. It's a red stick. That guy had, his podcasts were not only good, he actually had, I would play some on the air, but I'll just link them because... We'd be hitting the cuss dump every 3 seconds. Like
he was a foul mouthed gent.
Yeah, but he has some episodes on how to keep your bee in line, how to keep your woman in line. That like I actually believe him. Like I actually believe at some point in his life he kept a woman in line, quote unquote, whatever that means. Whereas when I like read pickup,
she didn't
artists,
keep him in line too well.
A lot of pickup artist fan sites like seem like. You know, virgin cucks living in their parents' basement. Like that kid in San Diego that shot the women. That guy couldn't get... He was an unsuccessful pickup artist. That'd be a really funny, bad name for a punk rock band. The unsuccessful pickup artist. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was...
I would listen to it.
But he even, like, made up some terms that were funny. What was the term he used? Cuckasexual? No. Alphapreneur, like an alpha entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Made up, like, that's pretty good self-help BS right there, you know?
Yeah.
Making up a term like that. Like, that could have caught on. That guy could have. And now, do you think I think that artists who are unsuccessful, like Hitler and like this guy, end up killing people. So what we need is a government program to, like, instead of food stamps, like, or in addition to food stamps, artists, bad painters and bad, you know, pickup artists and, you know, podcasters would get, like, they would get assigned some fans to follow them, and then they wouldn't have to kill people. Like,
you're talking about an artist union. You're just like Adam Duritz of Counting Crows.
Yeah, my band's already, my podcast is already, my podcast is already popular. Yeah. Adam Duritz. Yeah, I didn't know his last name until just now when I looked it up. Yeah. Although the guitarist for Counting Crows, Dave Immergluck, is the guy who made up Worms. And he plays guitar on my band Slish on one of these songs. One of these songs that we're listening to.
Then how did Counting Crows get to be so bad?
Counting Sheep? Ugh, they are so sleepy, man.
Mr. Jones and me!
He was in a good band before that. He was in Camper Van Beethoven.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no first-hand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth Justice American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth Justice American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth Justice American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth Justice American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Wyoming, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Las Vegas. We're all around the world. I'm making it up as I go here, but I can't remember. I came up with a decent one. Lisa enjoyed it, but I'm forgetting it on the spot here. But the Freedom Fiends are covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. You can find more about that at BIPCOT.org. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm doing well. Thank you. So did we scare you, Nick, telling you about women during the break?
A little bit.
Yeah. We're Jim and I were talking about how, is your dad listening? I better check.
Good.
Well, he should have taught you this stuff, but yeah. Basically I forgot you were on here, and Jim and I were discussing Tom Likas. And you were saying you liked his methodology, and then I was like, well, I never did that. I was never into the, like, you know, make women feel bad to make them intrigued. I was more like, well, first of all, when I was playing in the band Bomb, I was dating like 7 women. So that was kind of intriguing to any women looking in from the outside. But my thing was just kind of like, treat them like talk to them like I talk to guys, you know, just. They're my friends. But I also, when being romantic with women, I'm always very, very praiseful of them, but very honest about it. Like, not exaggerating, not lying, not fibbing, just like, you know, finding things that I find really beautiful about them and telling them that. And then in bed, just slapping them with love.
You are you talking about the backhanded compliment? Like, not I don't care what anyone says. No. I think you're great.
Backhanded compliment. That's funny. No, open
I
hand.
I think you're really funny for a female comedian.
Yeah. That would be really funny for. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm a joke writer for you. You could give that one to Hannah if you want.
Nah, she wouldn't take it.
She wouldn't take it. She's video gamey. She's got her own little weird satanic.
Hannah does this bit in her stand up where she calls it a drug. I think she calls it like a drug jukebox, where people like shout out a name and she like just comes up like off the top of her head with a song parody about said drug. And people will be like PCP, nice. And yeah, she'll have like a song about that or what.
I don't care what anyone says. I like a little junk in the trunk.
Yeah, that's funny. That's good.
I like a little yak in the stack.
Yeah. Is that a heroin joke? Or are you complimenting Hannah? Or both.
I like a little yak in the stack.
Oh man!
Yeah, so a lot of guys like girls with big chests. I don't. I like them small.
I like girls with wieners. And Nick, if you ever need to learn the intricacies of writing a Grindr profile and doing so in a way that maximizes your ability to sell stolen property, you're always welcome to come to Kensington, and you can download the if you turn on Grindr at my house, it'll be just a cavalcade of people trying to deal drugs. It's a little bit like Open Legs Bazaar, if you can imagine that.
Wow. And so it's like eBay for hot items and hot gay sex.
Yeah, correct. And like, it depends what you get, depending on how high you are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know what?
I know what my next Kickstarter is.
What?
Open Legs Bazaar.
Wow. You know what they say about the internet, about dating on the internet, is that the odds are good that the goods are odd. That would be, if there were a Kensington-specific app, I think that would be...
If there were a Kensington-specific app, it would have to be available on the Obama phone. You understand that?
It would be a telephone bulletin board, like how they used to do that before they had before people had computers. Like, you know, you'd call and you'd like press one if you like men, press two if you like women, press one if you like tall women, press two. You know, and you'd go down this whole tree, and then you'd get recordings of people talking. It'd be like that for the Obama phone.
How do you tell tall or short on the phone?
You lie.
Wow. Dishonesty in the field of recorded
media.
John Johns.
Yeah, and the audio would be bad too. So the King Baby thing.
That was the worst part.
The funny thing about King Baby, you know, now if you once you know what King Baby is, it makes you really appreciate the CSI episode called King Baby. It's from the original one, the Vegas one. It's from one of the first
two seasons.
The good ones. Hmm. Yeah. Back when Jerry Stahl was the writer. And there's one that Jerry Stahl wrote called King Baby. And it's about a rich guy whose kink is being diapered by a prostitute. And he has this hidden room in his mansion that's like all big size baby cribs and toys. And she pampers him and he pays her. And he dies on LSD. Somebody that wants him out of the picture doses his baby bottle with a lot of LSD. And the fat man ends up in a diaper, naked on the ground, dead, after falling three stories from his mansion. Yeah. Jerry Stahl's in my Selby movie. Did I mention that?
Bingo.
Yep. Yeah.
There we go. We're becoming like a real podcast.
I know. He's been writing, speaking of real podcasts, he's been writing for the TV show Marin. And
which I'm catching up on, by the way.
Marin suddenly ended. Do you know about this? Like, they just, they were supposed to be doing a fifth season, and the producers told the show, the writers and and Marin, okay, we just decided, nope, it's going to end at this many episodes, fourth season. So they had like one episode to tie it all up. So the last episode is a double length episode. I won't spoil it, but it's kind of good, but it kind of really feels like, man, they just put a season's worth of plot points into this double length episode. It's kind of disappointing. I like that show. It's good. And it's got a character based on Selby. Miller didn't catch this when I was talking about it. There's a, Marin is recently relapsed and rebuilding his life.
I've heard about this. Four. Yeah, and he gets a sponsor that's based on Selby. Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. All right.
Yeah. No. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's Kensington.
You listen. Wow, that's awesome. I mean, you actually listen. I forget you actually listen to this show. That's I'm honored. Thank you. You built that.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the Marin that's about radio? Where
yes.
Cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, the time is 11:13 p.m.
Everyone, yes. Yeah, there's the two best lines in that. There's three best lines in that. One is that line when they keep saying it and he's being interviewed on radio and he's like, "Why do you have to give the time? Everyone has a clock on them at all times right now on their phone. No one stop giving the time." And then the second great line is not a line. It's Phil Hendry punching that guy. And the other real best line is when after he punches that guy, the guy says, "You're finished in radio." And Marin, as he's being handcuffed and thrown in the back of a police car, said, "Everyone's finished in radio." You know that scene where they're all sitting around in someone's living room and there's like four old radio guys talking? One of them is Jim Ladd. Do you guys know who Jim Ladd is? He's a huge influence on the Freedom Fiends without you guys knowing who he is. Jim Ladd created Freeform FM, you know, like eat LSD and lock yourself in the studio radio back in the early 70s.
Radio about nothing.
Yeah, he invented that. But it wasn't talk radio, it was music radio. But
what is the deal with the FCC?
The Federal Cuckold Commission, am I right?
Oh, man. We just lost all the stations. Yep.
No, now that they're jumping for Trump, they're looking for anti-cuckism.
Yeah. So they're going to make Nick's the anti-cuck. Nick's going to be the vice president.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or we can do like Melinda Trump and just plagiarize our speeches.
You know, everyone's
complaining. Oh, is it plagiarized her speech?
everyone's complaining that the Republicans like circumvented, you know, like got rid of democracy today because they changed the rules to keep out.
Where were you last convention?
I know, with Ron Paul. And like, you know, Hillary did the same thing almost with Bernie. I mean, I would say that's embracing democracy. I mean, isn't that literally playing by the rules?
Well, no, because Hillary got more votes. So, say
so
what
did
you
she
want.
Do something sleazy or not? No, she did.
No, it's
well,
not.
Well, like, well more she, people, hey, more has people she done voted. Something sleazy? Yeah, it didn't involve. Yeah.
Look, guns don't kill people. Clintons kill people. Have you seen that meme?
Yep.
Have you seen this? Is what happens. The picture of me in that meme. When you hover over it, it's tagged, auto tagged as me. Like Facebook thinks I'm Bill Clinton now.
Yep.
I think everybody, whenever you get a picture and it's got someone you know in it or you, and it wants to tag it as somebody else, I don't see why not. Hit yes, you know. Basically,
I used to always hit yes when I would get Ed Snowden. I used to get the Ed Snowden ones all the time.
Nice. Yeah.
I have a friend who's constantly asking to be tagged as Hillary Clinton. So every time I upload a meme about Hillary Clinton, it's like, would you like to tag Henry Moore?
Wow.
Yeah.
I made a meme about how much Steve Miller looked like Ed Snowden. It was Miller, Ed Snowden, Hugo Fiend, and that guy that plays Walter Blanco in El Breaking Bado. Y'all look like the same crisis actor.
Yep. Out of the same white dude factory, or the Maquiladora equivalent of the white dude factory in Hugo's case.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yo, speaking of Venezuela, I got some rocks that are frying.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was the only economics kids remember.
So Nick
I'm speaking
was wrong.
In memes.
Nick was wrong.
Oh, here Nick we go. Nick's wrong now. Wrong.
Nick was wrong. He said at a recent show that he was 2 years old on 9/11 in the year 2001. But he was actually 3 years old. You fibber.
That's one for each plane.
Ugh. Oh, man. Oh. Steal yaks don't. Wait, there's got to be a meme here. What is it? Jim would know.
Well, don't look at me. Started it.
It's yak antlers don't melt steel beams. That's what you're trying to think of.
Yeah. Yaks have antlers.
That's your show title, by the way.
Yeah, I miscounted on that other show. I can't count anymore because I dropped out of high school.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you $10 for all 15 of your yaks. How's that?
That sounds about right.
That sounds like a bribe. We need to check in with our union on that.
Also, liver triggered because Alexander Hamilton's on the 10. Actually, it's okay to use two Lincolns because they cancel each other out, just like there was no Lincoln ever.
You and your A-Lincolnism. We'll be back.
I'm a militant A-Lincolnist.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Yeah, meowing like a cat on a podcast? No. Doing it on radio is dumb.
Who said that? He who cannot be named.
Go. Oh, well, yeah. What was that hum? That... You guys know? Do you hear it?
I don't think so.
I hear it.
Mm. Okay, I don't know.
Do you have it? Do you have that thing up, Nick?
I do.
So,
wonderful article.
We're going to play a game called Human or Bot. You're going to be the, you can play at home on this. You can Nick's going to read something and tell us if a human or a bot wrote this paragraph. Go ahead, Nick.
All right. Should I say what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, but
the
yes.
article is "The Rumor Come Out: Does Bruno Mars Is Gay?"
Yeah.
Bruno Mars is gay is the most discussed in the media in the few years ago. Even it has happened in 2012, but some of the public still curious about what is exactly happening and to be the reason there is a rumor comes out about his gay.
Like he owns it?
He owns it, sister.
At that time, he became the massive social networking rumor. The public, especially his fans, are shocked. He just came out with his bad rumor, which is spread massively.
This hard time, to follow this stuff.
It's so hard to read.
It's not about his music career, but his bad rumor. The rumor is out of standardized of hoax. According to the last reported, this singer revealed himself as homosexual. Do you still believe or not? This rumor is really much talked by people, even in a person of his fans.
That's totally a human. No. He's totally real.
Well, first of all, I think it's a bot because, like,
too many keywords.
You know, Bruno Mars is gay. Well, let's ask our resident Bruno Mars correspondent, Miller Miller. What do you think?
Well, first of all, he's half Filipino, so
it's a gay bot.
I should recuse myself from the case.
but he's not fat, so here you go.
It's fat or Asian. Fat and Asian is the winning prize for Miller Miller. But fat or Asian, right? Or is it just Asian?
Yeah, once you go Asian, you never go Caucasian. And yeah, but like, here's the thing.
Can you say that on air?
We just lost the last station.
Yeah. Any hoodle. Delaware is the last station on the train I take, if you know what I'm saying. I'm all right, fellas.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
Wilmington. Yeah, the Joseph R. Biden Cultural Learning Center for kids who can't read good.
and who needs better hair plugs?
Yeah, please donate. yep. So, glad we had this little talk. People were talking about the Republican convention today. They said it resembled a comedy open mic. And at first, I was like, no. Like, what? Then I thought about it, and I'm like, wait, hold on. Because it totally is like a comedy open mic. One, it's insufferable. Two, nobody really wants to be there. Everybody looked like they pretty much had someplace better to be. And anybody who could get a better gig went out and got it. If you had literally any other place that was going to give you stage time, you were going to take it instead of being at the Republican convention. Total divorce from reality, commonly seen at open mics, also seen at the Republican convention. The host, who in this case would be Paul Ryan, looks like an open mic comedian. The goofy, yeah. like, face, like, the hang, like, not attractive enough to be, like, a movie star, but you know what they say, DC is Hollywood for ugly people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and by DC standards, Paul Ryan is an attractive man, and by open mic standards, yeah, like an unfunny female comedian would probably have coitus with that dude.
Wow.
So.
And there's also a lot of plagiarism that's going on.
A lot of plagiarism. Mic, right? Yep. A lot of long stories with no payoff.
So what happened with Trump's daughter or wife?
A lot of preaching about politics.
Don't you dare speak ill of his daughter again. It's his wife that you can speak ill of. She gave a speech today. And there's accusations. Melania Trump.
Is that the
don't you dare speak ill of?
You got a daughter in your
that's
pocket.
His wife. Ivanka is the daughter. And
Ivanka hit that.
Ivana,
but she's my daughter. Isn't that the
Ivana
joke?
Is the wife. Ivanka is the daughter.
Ivanka hit that, but she's my daughter.
I
there's my open mic Trump joke.
I would wreck that. Anyways. So Melina, whatever, Trump gave a speech, and there's a line lifted directly from the 2008 DNC convention when Barack Obama's wife spoke. It's like almost word for word. for like an entire paragraph. About how we were raised with certain values and we should treat people with respect and blah, blah, blah. But it's word for word.
Against it. Nope, I don't agree with that. I don't think everyone was raised with the same values, and I don't think we should show people respect.
You insert your own values when people say that. That's why a Democrat speech can work.
Values aren't the only thing I'll insert, am I right?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
So yeah, I'm looking at it, and it looks like my stickers are going to get here. So if you want bad audio as a hate crime stickers, you can send me a self-addressed stamp.
Send me some. I'm sending you a bunch of free stuff.
I'm going to send you stuff because I want some of those state speeches hate speech stickers for sure.
Yeah.
If you want to send all the fiends.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say if you want to get in on the ground floor with the bad audio is a hate speech, I'm going to give you my P.O. box.
Bad audio is a hate speech.
You can send it. It's Lulbert Media, P.O. Box 572276, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89157. You got that?
You know when the last time I heard a P.O. box give it out on talk radio?
For a transcript.
Back when I was driving through Bakersfield, listening to the colored music on the country radio station, I gave a prayer for a girl with faraway eyes. No, man, it was people used to give out P.O. boxes before the internet. And some Christian shows still do. Have you heard that stuff? For like
no.
grandpa and grandma who don't have the internet.
Before we stray too far, I'm going to say that they're a dollar a piece. Oh, should I give it again?
Mm-hmm.
So send me one U.S. dollar for it. I'll take Bitcoin if you want to send me a paper wallet too. But it's at Lulbert Media, P.O. Box 572276, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89157.
I'll be amazed if someone sends you a paper wallet for a dollar of Bitcoin.
Well, it's just printed off on a... Yeah, whatever.
That's funny. All right. So, union meeting. We're going to have a union meeting. Nick is taking the minutes here.
All right.
Go ahead, so Steve. What's your problem with the Fiends?
Here's the new demand. We want a Fiends holiday called Fiends Day on a date of your choosing, possibly Selby's birthday, but do whatever.
My choosing or your choosing?
You could choose it. We don't really care. And on this day, listeners of the show will be encouraged to write us 5-star reviews on iTunes, with the winner getting merchandise, be it of Bipcot or Button Variety, to be negotiated in a separate segment on the show.
See, that doesn't really sound like a union demand. That sounds like something I'd come up with. Union demands are supposed to be things
I stole this from the black guy who tips, by the way.
They
don't even give you anything. They just read your thing on the air. We're giving you the potential of having stickers.
Yeah, we could talk about that. I think that should be every day. I think every day, if you donate something...
Go write us a 5-star review right now.
We'll read your thing on the air. So, Nick... Let's start now. Nick has some reviews from the Amazon Play Store of the Fiends app called Libertarian Reeducation App Camp. It should be app, Libertarian Reeducation App. But Libertarian Reeducation Camp is a free app that has one button. And the button is
really, really free.
Bipcot logo, and it says... Brainwash me, baby, all night long. And you click on it, and it just plays a 24/7 streaming random feed of all 1,000 or so Freedom Fiends episodes. So, Nick, you got some, you know, it's kind of like aspirin. It only does one thing, but it does it pretty well. Actually, aspirin does two things. It gets rid of headaches, and it also helps prevent heart attacks. And if you ever have a heart attack, slip an aspirin under your tongue so you can not have a headache while you die. All right, so Nick, read some of these. Nick.
All right. It's still cutting these off after a little bit of a sentence, but I like the beginning of what I can read of Stephen Dedarus.
Yeah, where you stop, I'll finish it. So we'll.
All right. It says, I am howling at the moon in solemn reverence to the knowledge I have gained. Life will
simply never be the same. It sounds like a game. It sounds like I'm making up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Read another one. They're all 5-star reviews, by the way, and I don't know all these people, so it's good.
Yeah, there's only like 2 or 3 that I knew. Maybe 2. Anyway, I used to be an insufferable busybody, constantly poking my finger in other people's
business, calling the cops on friends and neighbors for victimless crimes. After just one listen to this app, I'm a full-blown enemy of the state. Thanks, freedom fiends. Worms. That's from Justin Stark.
Bless his grind.
Read another one, Nick. Say who they are too. Point is we're praising these people by reading their name. It's part of the union demands that Steve made. Yeah.
Okay. This one's from Derek Slopey. I love this. It's the it says get it, simple and effective, and
that's the complete interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's see, Justin Stark. Oh, you read that one, Ed Stremmel.
Mm-hmm. Cleanse your mind and body of status toxins with this wonderful app.
Yep, and that's the whole thing. So, do you see related apps there? Freedom Fiends app, Truth, Justice, American Way, and Find Gigi Allen's Grave?
Yes.
So, go to one of those and read some of the... go to Gigi Allen's... Find Gigi Allen's Grave. That's an app I made.
I built that.
Yeah.
It's got
is that a bingo card space?
Let's see what the related apps are. It should be. On Gigi Allen's... Let's see what's related. Let's see. Related. People...
Grindr.
Grindr. There's something called Gigi Games. Rumbler. And then there's Cause of My Death. This app creates your grave and generates the reason for your death. Yeah, it's kind of related. All right, so read the 2 reviews of Gigi Allen's... Find Gigi Allen's Grave.
There's 18 here. There's 18, I think.
Gigi Allen's Grave?
Let's see. I'm on the right... Oh, no. I accidentally clicked the wrong one.
Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, the Gigi Allen's Grave app ain't for everybody. It's had between 10 and 50 installs, it says here. It's my lowest installed app, actually.
Worms. Eating Gigi Allen's face.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, those 10 people could really make a difference. Go ahead, Nick.
All right. I have Nick Kirkpatrick. Yeah, Nick Kirkpatrick.
I think that's the guy who runs the YouTube, the Twitter parody channels, Ian Freeman Googling and Mark Edge Googling. I know he runs one of those.
Yeah, he runs a few.
I get a lot of nice tweets from them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so what did he say?
I met him at Porkfest. Great guy.
Find Gigi Allen's Grave app.
All right. To claim this site as the 8th, 9th, 10th, or 117th wonder of the world is not enough. This is
simply a location that stands alone, a place of awe, whose awe originates from its own source of energy, a location that exudes you in an aura of wonder, not through the validation of some stuffy group of academics who hand down the authoritative list of landmarks down from on high and expect you to gobble it up like the rest of the majoritarian pablum in your life, but through the validation that simply comes from your own heart. This is a thing that stands alone. Sui generis. That's a legal term, I think, and I'm saying it wrong. If you, my friend, suspect that you are, and it cuts off. Like, he didn't finish it. I think Gigi Allen's... I hear that cat. Is that Kittywopolis?
Yeah. Go on.
I love that cat. Aww.
Oh. Don't let the burring interrupt you. Carry on.
Okay. Nick, read another. The other one just is Richard Masta says, I'm going to find it. So let's go to the Truth, Justice, American Way app. You there, Nick?
That one has 18.
He's hypnotized by the purring.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Shotguns report says, fantastic all-American app. So this app is basically, it has 2 buttons. and I made this, and I built this. The two, but one says listen to Freedom Fiends, one says listen to Liberty Radio Network, and one is the about button. And they're all red, white, and blue and have eagles on them. So it's basically like the idea was that people looking for patriotic stuff would download this and end up hearing us. But I think it's mainly Freedom Fiends fans that have installed it, because I don't see anybody going, this is horrible. But so go ahead, Nick, read some of these, please.
All right. The one 4-star review is Eagle should look more deranged, but why is app not called T/J and Bipcot? I'm looking
Truth,
forward
Justice,
to taking
and
this one. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to taking this one, and that's all
for
I see.
For a spin. Yeah. Let's see. Attic Stitches is... Let's ignore his because it's for a different app. He was reviewing the wrong app. All right. Timothy Fanning. A must-have radio for freedom-loving Americans. Very stable news and talk radio app. Here's the thing, too. All of my apps, including these and the Freedom Fiends app, most of them or several of them can play LRN.fm. That's one of the buttons on it. And the LRN app doesn't work very well. So if you hate the Fiends and want to listen to LRN, download the Freedom Fiends app, because it's actually got two different server options for LRN that work, unlike the LRN app, doesn't always work. And if one of the servers of LRN is down, which it sometimes is, the other button will almost always work. So my button is actually, the Freedom Fiends app is actually a better LRN app than the LRN app.
I got great buttons. I got tremendous buttons, some of the best buttons out there.
Huge buttons. Yeah. Tremendous.
You're plagiarizing those buttons. Because I built those buttons.
Don't plagiarize my buttons, bro.
Nick, what else you got? Oh, read. Nick Kirkpatrick has a good review of this one, too. Did you find out yet?
Yes.
Read it.
All right.
Jeez.
Your consciousness will be captured by guilt-free pleasure of anti-establishment magic. Feel the sweet
taste of human liberation swirling through your lungs, joints, and brain. Make yourself one with this app, and you'll never feel empty again. It's like the world's most advanced chess computer and the world's most complex pre-1989 electric guitar solo merged into a die sinker that had a racing stripe and a flaming skull, then did the horizontal tango with an 80 decimeter tall lawn chair on top of a light, fluffy cloud over the Wyoming-Colorado border on a sprightly, warm day, and spit out a fabulous app. I like that.
Warm.
Nick, read another one.
Right. I don't. Did we read all of them?
There's 16 of them. I don't think you read.
Oh,
all
I can. I can only read six.
All right. Well, go to the next app then. Go to the Freedom Fiends app. You didn't pay your internet bill. So you're only getting like a sixth of the websites you visit.
Yeah, I don't have a Google Play account.
I know. All right, when we get back, what did you guys want to talk about? Oh, some movie? Zootopia? Some movie. No, something else. Oh, Ghostbusters. Yeah. All right. All right.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Is spreading the message of liberty and peace around the globe worth 15 cents per day to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.fm broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. Last year, we did a fundraiser that successfully covered the costs of continuing our African channel. This year, we're hoping to raise enough to fund a new satellite signal that will cover Europe, North Africa, and much of the Middle East. You can donate as much or as little as you like via the Indiegogo campaign at fund.lrn.fm. And there are perks available like sitting in on your favorite LRN.fm show, exclusive shiny badges, or even naming a satellite channel. Please contribute now at fund.lrn.fm and help us continue our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. The fundraiser ends August 19th, so please visit fund.lrn.fm today and thank you for your help. That's fund.lrn.fm.
The highest did crash and not the one about people. crashes.
So I think we should talk about the elephant in the room that's happening right now, and that is the...
Are we in the air?
Yeah.
Yes.
We are on the air.
Wait, that whole thing about Steve's sex life didn't go out on the air, did it?
No, no.
No, it didn't go out of the air. Are you? Good. Can you not hear the your own
music? I turned it down.
Or Flipper,
down.
Or whoever it is.
Anyway,
Flipper.
There's an app for that.
Anyway, no, so there's this movie that's been coming out, that came out, and it caused like the biggest backlash ever. And not only was there a backlash, but there was a backlash against the backlash, and a backlash against the backlash against the backlash. And it was about a movie called Ghostbusters, which otherwise would have been just a whatever forgotten bad comedy, with
the typical SNL cast. It'd be like the Hangover 2.
Yeah, we were just all like, why did I pay money to see
this?
That's
by the guy that did the G.G. Allen movie, though, The Hangover 2, isn't it?
You know why you pay money to see it? Because you want to sit in air conditioning for a while.
Yeah,
I have.
Especially in Vegas, that's very preferable. It's like, sure, it was bad, but it was cold inside.
Yeah, Todd Phillips, the guy who did the G.G. Allen movie. Did The Hangover 2.
Okay. Anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, anyways, which, by the way, I did like The Hangover 2. I did. I'm sorry, I did. The third one, not so much, but the second one was pretty good. But from what I understand, everybody was saying, like, yeah, it's bad. It's not Ghostbusters 2 bad, but it's bad. It's kind of like the Animaniacs get good idea, bad idea, where they would have a good joke, and then they'd immediately follow it with a terrible joke. And it was pretty much... You don't remember that show, Animaniacs?
No. I think okay. I was
doing dope while Animaniacs was on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was doing dope and being in a rock band and dating seven women. I wasn't watching cartoons.
I should have.
Like Nick. Nick wasn't born yet, was he?
No.
No.
Nick, are you shooting dope and dating seven women yet?
No.
He's shooting seven women and dating dope.
I think it'd be
that's
rude,
right.
So I'm not going to.
Anyway,
you're right. Is that what you said?
But because right. I didn't label this movie the best comedy that has ever came out in the history of time because women can be funny. Hashtag women are funny. I am now a misogynist and I should be publicly condemned.
Lucille Ball is from my town, James.
She was funny. She was funny.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Bingo. She was funny.
It's all about me. Hashtag all about me.
So yeah, so if you disagree or if you think that the movie was okay or good, then you're clearly a feminist SJW warrior, and you should be harangued. And if you think that the movie was bad, then you're a misogynist who hate all women. Yeah, there's no way around
that's
it. You can't have an opinion of this.
That's a pain glorious word there, harangued. What was the other word that I used that Steve liked tonight? I used some old-timey grandpa word, Mr. Burns word. What was it?
What was it?
Hong doggle. I don't know.
Horn dog. Horn schwoggle. I don't know. Go on.
Schwingle. So, yeah.
I refuse to go pay good money to see this movie.
Is Bernie Sanders in it? He smells like Tinkle.
Not because of any kind of like social justice warrior or anything like that. Nothing. It's just I don't want to pay money to see a movie that seems like it's going to be meh. I'll wait for it to come out on the Redbox. And by Redbox,
so
I mean torrent.
About things these days, Redbox. They have one of those in my town. Is that still a thing? I think
yes.
I
every 28 days
out of business. I imagine it's gone out of business, and they oh man, Steve, I imagine it's gone out of business, and they just forgot to pick up the one in Casper, and people are still putting money in it, and getting movies, like
The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson,
Waterworld,
yeah,
I do
Major League 3.
I only do it with new movies because I just have never got around to buying a VPN yet to torrent stuff, and I've already gotten letters from my ISP. So
if you guys checked your emails if you were in constant contact with me, like I would like you to allow me to be, I gave away a VPN. I was like, "Which fiend wants a VPN?"
And Jeremy I saw
like,
that.
Yes, sir. I'll take it. And you,
I saw that, and it was by the time I saw it, it was like 8 hours old. So I was like,
Jeremy's got a nickname I didn't know about. His friends call him Eeyore because he's depressed all the time. I don't see it though. I think he's pretty cheery. What do you guys think?
I don't know. If someone wants to donate me a VPN,
2 hours.
If someone wants to donate me a VPN, I'll be more than happy to take it. I just dropped $500 in a laptop that I didn't need to buy because my computer died.
So
what's Steve
saying? VPN is a vaporizer. You want to blow some big vape clouds. Is that correct, oh, yeah. Jim?
Hashtag vape nation, y'all. Vape nation, y'all.
Come on, guys. How's your yaks, Nick? Real quick.
They're doing great.
Excellent.
Go see the new Ghostbusters. It's the best movie ever made. Hashtag yes, all women.
It sucks. I hate all women.
Wow. Is that your Tom Likas homework? Trump is a socialist and he smells like burnt steak.